5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's the Nick Sciarra Hour with Barry and Joel along for the ride, as we've got one in the books, two to go, plenty more show. Some of you guys get it, some of you don't. Brandon said on Twitter, do you think the Stros re-sign Marwin? I think another team will give him a ton of money to be their everyday shortstop. No one in Major League Baseball is going to make Marwin Gonzalez their everyday shortstop. Third baseman, maybe. First baseman, maybe.
Yeah.
Don't see it. He could get... I don't see him getting more money.
The thing is, I don't think... I think Marwin is perfectly suited for his role.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a rich man's Billy Spiers, I guess.
Good call.
He's not an everyday guy. You don't want Marwin Gonzalez in your lineup every day.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Mm. Okay.
But I think he's Mr. Goodwrench. I think you can move him around.
Sure.
You know, like you said, on the depth chart at the start of the season for the Astros, he was the second.
On every infield position, except catcher.
Yep.
Yeah, and he could play left if you need an emergency left fielder or whatever. But Marwin isn't one of those guys that you want. He's not a number one option to me.
No, I mean, and look, if the track record is what it is, he'll end up in Milwaukee making a lot of money just to play like first base. Because
why do all the Astros go to Milwaukee to die? Yeah, why is that?
Well, some of them don't die. Some of them break out and actually mature and actually play really good baseball.
Yeah.
Now, Chris Carter had a big year last year, so he got the hell out and went to New York.
Yeah.
And then who's the Jonathan VR?
Yep.
He was immature and made so many stupid mistakes when he was here. He went to Milwaukee and he is just absolutely he's raking, he's playing good D.
You look at two guys within the last 7 years that are the ones that got away, and it's JD Martinez and VR.
Those are
two guys that I think the Astros wish would have been a part of this rebuild, but they did what they had to do. I mean, Hunter Pence is probably one of those guys as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got...
The JD one was the one that was really mysterious.
You hung in there with that guy year after year, and then you cut him and all of a sudden blossoms.
Yeah.
Very strange.
And he's free at the end of the year. He's going to get paid too.
Yeah. Marwin, though, is a lifetime 250-something hitter. That's not a guy you just give. I mean, he's never hit more than 13 home runs in a year. He's having a crazy breakout year, but remember Valbuena did that and then he came back down to earth.
Right.
Yeah, Marwin he could have a breakout year, but I promise you more than anything, he'll come back down to earth. He's not going to be, I mean, he's on pace now to hit 40 home runs. Do you really think that? We're a quarter of the way through the season, he has 10 home runs. Anyone going to bet their house on that Marwin Gonzalez hits 40 home runs and then sustains that for the rest of his career? When his best year ever was 13?
But that's what I said. I don't think a good team would do something like that, but I think a bad team looking for a quick fix might throw money at him.
I think you throw money at him because he's versatile and he can bring, you know, he's a good hitter. but not great. But he's also a smart player. He's a good leader. He's, you know, he brings a bunch of intangibles, and he can. But you're right. I'm sure a dumb team would be like, ah, we'll make that guy our starting first baseman. Or our, but you need more power than that from your first baseman. You know what I mean? In this day and age, your shortstops need to be able to hit better than 250. As a utility guy, he might be one of the best in baseball.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's his role. That's like trying to take a sixth man and make him a starter when they flourish as the sixth man. That's his role.
But it's just let him like play we just that got role. Talk about Klay Thompson. It comes down to the player. Yeah. Are you happy on a really good team playing your role, doing your part, and winning a lot of baseball games, or are you looking for the payday, the everyday same position? You know, the ego says I need more touches and feels.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's going to come down to. Because otherwise, if he's not here next year, nothing says Miami Marlins like Marwin Gonzalez in free agency.
I think you nailed it with Milwaukee, though. God, I could totally see Marwin Gonzalez going to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Getting a payday and not doing
the
squat.
First place Brewers. All right.
They're in the top five in some power rankings now.
All for their offense.
Yeah.
Their starting pitching is
although
atrocious.
I did see Thames came up lame.
Yeah, but it was not a pull.
Oh, good.
Yeah, okay. It was a tightness.
Okay.
It's always good to find tightness instead of a pull.
Yeah, for sure.
In certain muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tightness is better than a pull, Nick. Remember that. All right, so our buddy is here, and we do have to have the prerequisite. Glenn, we're bringing you in. We're really happy you called back. We really loved the call until it got to that point, but let's make sure we pad the brakes today, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to do no cursing.
Okay.
What's all up, right. Glenn? How's it going, man?
I am doing great. Like I said, the mainly reason I want to call today is, well, first off, apologize about that.
That's all right. It happens.
Also, Joel, back when you were working with the Rockets,
yes, sir.
That's the best thing I ever heard, man, the way you could come up with those rhymes. Barry, the first time I ever heard you was on the during the Rock the Mic thing with the Blitz.
Oh, okay.
And I love you too, my brother.
I appreciate it,
but
Glenn.
Anyhow.
Thanks, Glenn. That's awesome.
I just love the show. I'm telling you what, y'all all been going, what, a little over a year now, but I tell you what, y'all catching up. And I love Fred and AJ, don't get me wrong. Like I told one of the guys, the producers or whatever I talked to yesterday after all that mess. but yeah. And I still, that is just wrong, man. The peeper pooper dude. That's
yeah.
Just,
that was that's creepy. That was so creepy,
wait,
Glenn.
That's an audio soundbite we got to save, Glenn. The peeper pooper dude.
Yeah.
That was
peeper pooper peeker. Peeper pooper peeker.
There you go. And that's clean, so you can use
you
that
ought
one.
You want to make all kind of jokes out of that, my friend.
Yeah, right? I should.
And I'd love to see you in a show. I live out on Bolivar, and I don't have a vehicle, so it's kind of hard for me to get out there where y'all are at. But still, one of these days I'll see you.
Well, I hope so, Glenn.
But Joel, like I said, man, you too. Your rhymes, when you was able to do your rocket, what they call it,
the
Rocket
recap?
Rebound,
yeah, the recap,
recap whatever yep. It was. These people ain't got it. Craig's all right. He's a damn good caller. But you had it, dude. I
appreciate
love
that, man. That means a lot. I really do. I appreciate that, Glenn.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll call y'all again in a few days. But anyhow, I just wanted to – that's what I wanted to say. I mean, and I love the show. Don't get me wrong. I love it. You doing great. Y'all are doing great.
Appreciate the call.
Too.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks,
Glenn.
Bud.
Don't be a stranger. That was awesome.
You rhyme for him one time. Kick a little something.
No, I don't have to.
No, you go freestyle.
No, you do this to me all the time. No, I don't have to.
He's like, no, I don't have to.
My job there is done, so I don't have to.
Yeah, Rico wanted to know. He texted in, who's worse? You don't like Draymond, right? Who's worse, Draymond or the pooper peeker? Well, yeah, definitely the pooper peeper guy.
Yeah.
That's weird.
One wants to kick
Draymond's
you.
Just a... I mean,
one wants to kick you in the grapes, and the other one wants to see it come out.
I guess. Yeah, I'm definitely going the peeper. That's weird.
Oh, Glenn, what do you call it? The pooper peeker? Peeper?
Yeah. You know what? I'm looking at Marwin's numbers, and I wanted to see what because I wanted to validate his home runs. Yeah, 2, 4, 6, 12, 13. Those are his first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years with the Astros.
I thought you were doing the opening with Vernon Shirley.
Yeah, 2, 4, 6, 12, 13. So there you go. OPS, yeah. His highest OPS ever was 759. He's got a 1.015 OPS now. He's playing out of his mind. Just, you know.
Hey, man, if he goes again, to Milwaukee, he might go for the Triple Crown.
He's 290. Yeah, he's hitting 290. It's not going to surprise me or I think a lot of people if he's hitting in the 260s at the end of the year. That's just how this goes sometimes. But yeah. Enjoy the ride and the contributions, but stop trying to get rid of people that are on a team that's doing well. You know
ride
what I mean?
It out for this year anyway.
Like the guy that called is upset with A.J. Hinch. Or no, it was Nestor.
Nestor.
Who's mad at A.J. Hinch again last night for not bunting, which you're totally wrong about that, Nestor. This is the best team of baseball. Leave them alone. Get rid of Mike Fiers and you'll be even better. That's it. That's all you need to do. That's the only thing they need to do.
Nestor, you're going to get blocked.
I'm not going to block Nestor. Nestor's my boy.
I would never block him. I'm just playing with him.
Yeah.
But he just tweeted, good to know Pac-Man Joel's dad's name is Glenn. It's funny.
Nailed it. Oh, that's good stuff.
Hey, Nestor, you want to have a good day? My dad's dead. All right, so... No, I'm just... I mean, I'm being serious, but at the same time, hey, I get what you're saying. So we've got more to get to. The Astros talk is good. We've got NBA talk. I still have that list of free agents to get to.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We can talk about the top free agents coming up in this free agency this summer in the NBA. So we can get to that. Lots of other things, too, including, how about this? Al Michaels, who's worked with a lot of people, legendary broadcaster, says that someone is the best color commentator in the history of sports broadcasting, and it wasn't John Madden, who he worked with.
Hmm.
I'll let you chomp on that for a second.
All right.
So we'll get to that and a whole lot more. Right now, I want to tell you about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, a fantastic program here in Houston, Texas, because you Houstonians make it all possible with your donations. Look around your yard, your driveway, your field. If you got a truck, a car, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, or a trailer, and maybe it's not even working and you've been trying to get rid of it or you want to get rid of it, just haven't gotten around to it, well, here's all you have to do. You get in touch with the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. Let them know where you live. Let them know what you got. The rest is all on them. They come with a tow truck. They take it away. They do all the paperwork. And they give you a nice little tax deduction, as well as, if you mention ESPN 97.5, a $50 gift card. And from there, they make that donation turn into resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. It could be book money. It could be bus fare. It could be warm meals. It could be eyeglasses. A whole lot of things. But whatever they need, they can provide thanks to donations from you, the people of Houston. So it's Houstonians helping kids in the Houston area. 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The love boat continues to sail on as Captain Nick keeps us on track as we keep the boat afloat. Tweets rolling in. As well as, I'm sure, texts and calls. So it's been a good show so far.
You need to check that text line.
Yeah, you need to get
can't
on that.
Can't trust Barry anymore.
Yeah, I know. Get on that.
Really?
Can't do it.
Really? Really? Somebody said Glenn sounds, or Justin said Glenn sounds like a mix between Milo Hamilton and the guy that calls in the Granado show. There's a lot of guys that call in the Granado show.
There's a guy that used to be a judge that loves Greg Cook and Andy Kalu show in the trenches.
Yeah.
And calls like all the time.
I know who you're talking about.
And he's a really funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he sounds a lot like Glenn.
Does he?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
All right, so before the break I was talking about this and teasing this a little bit, but TMZ caught up with Al Michaels outside of a restaurant and asked him for his input on Romo and Cutler moving to the broadcast booth. And he thought about it for a second and completely straight-faced and honest, he said, I think they should take every lesson they can, paraphrasing, but from Chris Collinsworth, who is the greatest color commentator in sports. Not just football, but he said he is the greatest color commentator of all time. That is a bit excessive to me. And I know that some people, he's kind of like, you either love him or you hate him.
Yeah.
But lately, he's getting a lot more hate than love.
And I'm the opposite. I don't mind him at all.
I don't mind him
either. I kind of like the job that he does. But a lot of people do not like him. And I get it. But I think it's funny that you would put him over a guy like Madden. You would put him over a guy like Chucky.
Yeah, man. Gruden.
I mean, dude, John Gruden is fantastic at what he does.
Go sport to sport. So we just nailed two of the best of all time with Madden and Gruden, right? You go to basketball, and if you really like just straight breakdowns, Hubie Brown, Doug Collins, you know, guys like that.
Dude, even McHale is pretty good at it.
Yeah, and he's because he's just no BS. He just cuts right to it. But like even new era guys, John Smoltz on baseball is phenomenal.
He is really good.
Because he can do both. He can give you insight from a player's perspective. He can give you the numbers when you need it. But the stuff that he's telling you, you're learning as you watch baseball.
Another one that's underrated, and I've mentioned her several times, is Jessica Mendoza.
She is good.
I really like when she calls a game.
Yep.
I really do.
Now, let me ask you this. Because you mentioned her, and I was going to bring her up, because I like that combination with Shulman along with Jessica Mendoza and Booney. I think that's a good trio.
Which Boone is it? It's Aaron.
Aaron Boone, yeah. ESPN has said, because, you know, the opening night of the NFL, Monday Night Football, they do a doubleheader. And Chris Berman and, like, Trent Dilfer would do the second game so that Gruden and was Tirico, and then after that it was Sean McDonough. Now Gruden's with McDonough. So Gruden and McDonough will do the first game, and the second game this year is going to go to Beth Mowins as play-by-play. How do you feel about that?
Not interested.
I'm just not a fan.
No, don't really. I mean, I don't even recall what she's done. Is she the voice that I hear on Saturdays when I tune into a random college football game?
Absolutely.
And there's a chick calling the game?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I'm just not.
No.
And it's not a sexist thing.
No, because I love Jessica Mendoza calling baseball. I really do. Because the insight that she brings, the way she, her delivery. Like that chick that does the football on Saturdays, she seems so boring.
It is very dry. Yeah, and I'm just not a fan. And I know that, like, Richard Deitch, and there's a lot of, like, people that write for SI and write for other columns are, like, polling all these different women that work on sports broadcast to see what they think, get their take. Is this, like, a huge moment in the advancement of women in sports broadcasting? Look, there are plenty of great women sports broadcasters doing sideline, doing color. I mean, look, I think Doris Burke is underrated when she does what she does, whether she does college games, NBA games, and what she knows the game of basketball.
She's the one that shut Pop down?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, she's getting quite a bit of run lately for doing that, too.
Yeah. So there's, and like you said, we both agree that Jessica Mendoza is fantastic on the ESPN Sunday Night Baseball games. But having, you know, I watch every Wisconsin game, and I used to always, like you said, you get the random college football game on Saturday where Beth Mowins is doing the game, and I'm just like, I'll go to satellite radio and get the Wisconsin feed. It's hard for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't want to. Berman and Dilfer I could do without as well. I may not watch football that night.
Yep.
Or watch it with the sound down.
Yeah.
I'd literally rather listen to my cat snore than to listen to Berman and Dilfer call a football game.
Yeah, I mean, in Berman, again, the nicknames and stuff has run its course.
Yeah, you gotta move on there, bro. Somebody was asking on text, I believe it was, about, you know, speaking of Astros that have moved on, and you know, Colby Rasmus, another prime example of getting too high on a guy way too soon just because of what he did in the playoffs. Yeah, old Colby, old Jebediah Rasmus is hitting .222 with 4 home runs and 9 RBIs.
He's not starting, right?
In 16 games. No. No.
There's a guy, and that gets back to our Marwin conversation and our Clay Thompson conversation. There's a guy that took the payday when it was there.
Yep.
He got the 15 for 1 year. Good for him. But if you're going
to look what he did.
Yeah.
And this is what everyone would want to do with Marwin.
Well, but I was going to say, but a lot of Astros fans, too, was like, that's Colby Jack. You got to bring Colby Jack back and give him at least 10 a year. That would have been a huge mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. He hit that year. I wanted to see his playoffs, but for the year in 2015, he hit .238, but he had 25 home runs, and that was the most in his career. He had hit 23 before that, but yeah, it was the postseason in 2015 where he hit .333 against the Yankees. He had the one home run, mm-hmm. and then he hit .429 in against the Royals, where he hit the three home runs and had the five RBIs. Four home runs, six RBIs in the postseason. You paid him, you gave him the money. He hit .206 and 15 bombs in 107 games the next year. That's what's going to happen with a guy like Marwin Gonzalez. That's what's going to happen when these guys freak out over the start that Jake Mariznick is having. These guys regress to their mean. These are not Aaron Judge. These are not, you know, these aren't guys that are coming in with having been established in the majors and on the rise. They are what they are. They're just having, they're on a hot streak right now. And those are going to happen, so.
Yeah.
Don't freak out. Same thing with Brad Peacock. I'm not looking at Brad Peacock. I don't think he's going to come out and be what, you know, even what a guy like Charlie Morton is doing is crazy. He's pitching out of his mind. But yeah, don't count on Brad Peacock to continue what he did. It was the one start.
And we've said it before too. The Charlie Morton thing that's really just mind-boggling to me.
It's crazy.
You take a year off and the velocity goes up by about 5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Most people say, you know, in other sports, you can't take a year off and jump back in and be anywhere near you were where you were. And he's jumping back in and gaining 5 miles an hour on his fastball.
Yeah. It's insane.
It is. It's absolutely
I'm blown
nuts.
Away by that. Yeah, and Jay Bear on Twitter said if Fires has to go, Musgrove does too. Well, you can't have number threes up and down the lineup because then you got to pay those guys. You know what I mean? You're gonna have fives, and Musgrove he's one of those guys where he's a project. I mean, you know, he's not gonna go out there and embarrass you night in and night out. He's a five. He's a true five right now. So I'm all right with him in that rotation because I think he's shown signs of being able to pitch. I mean, last year he had an ERA almost under four. So yeah, he's not pitching well right now, but I think as a young kid, it's a lot different than you know what you're going to get with Mike Fier.
For sure.
I mean, you look at Keuchel's first year, wasn't great. It wasn't great. In fact, I don't think his first couple of years, I would have to go back and look at his, but yeah, he didn't come out of the gates pitching like an ace.
Right.
He had to get out. Yeah, Keuchel's first year in the majors, 5.27 ERA. Second year, 5.15. It wasn't until 2014 that he threw for a .293 average. So you look at guy. I'm not saying Musgrove is going to be Keuchel, but you got to give a guy a year or two to get his feet up from under him, and that's what they're doing with Musgrove.
Well,
so I'm good with that.
The biggest problem I have with everybody, the fan base here in Houston, and they do this across the board in every sport. They're with you when you're riding high.
Yeah.
But the minute, like, Musgrove had a bad start last start, he got eaten up a little bit, you know, and all of a sudden people are ready to mail it in on him.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Fiers has had a couple of them.
Yeah.
You know, the difference is Musgrove's young, you know, so you got to be patient with him. Fiers is a guy, maybe he should take a year off and hope he gains 5 miles an hour on his fastball, because what he's doing right now could be the beginning of the end, or the end just coming with a slow death.
Yeah. You can't throw that slow and lose your control. Then you're just basically pitching BP out there. Matt Hibbert said he can't watch baseball without wishing Brockmeyer was calling it.
That's funny.
Dude, I'm with you, Matt. I love that show so much. If you're just even the slightest bit a fan of baseball but love comedy, you guys need to be watching Brockmeyer. Have you watched it yet, Joel?
I've seen one, and Amanda Peet's in it, so that helps.
Yep. Yeah. And she still has her fastball, speaking
of. Yes, she does.
But yeah, you guys have got to get on that.
And G says, not to start another favorite broadcaster conversation, but I miss Van Chancellor doing Rocket games.
Why?
Deep Southern accent cracked me up. I had to make that work on the Rockets telecast. I love Van Chancellor.
Bless
to
your
death,
heart.
But holy moly, how could you? I asked him if he was serious. You seriously miss Van Chancellor? Because no matter how intelligent his comment was, with that twang, no one was taking that serious.
I've never understood that. And I have a bit of a twang myself sometimes.
Dale.
Yeah, Dale instead of Dell.
Right.
I get it. Mario instead of Mario.
Get that right.
Yeah, I will be next time, I promise. Why is it that I feel like people with a Southern accent just are stupid? I know they're not.
Hey, man.
I know.
Look, it's not just
Southern.
But
you sound dumb. Like, I don't understand that.
I've said forever, the Midwest accent, when I call home and talk to, like, my best friend, literally, he could be a NASA rocket scientist. He sounds like a custodial engineer, otherwise known as a janitor.
I don't get it.
It's hard to listen to, man. I mean, I just, G y'all Van Chancellor right here. I want to talk to you about Cooper and Swoops and how do I work that into talking about Clyde.
That's
I'd like
pretty
to do
damn
that.
Good. Yeah. That's pretty good.
I used to do commercials.
Might be
for
one
him.
Of your better ones.
But listening to that for 48 minutes,
no thanks. No,
rather pull my butt hairs out with the tweezers. All right, so we are at the halfway point in the show. We've got plenty more to get to. So take a break, grab a drink, and join us, won't you, for the second half. 713-780-3776 on the HR&P listener line for calls and texts, or hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Good, baby, because you'll be gone for a while.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4 on The Usual Suspects. Hopefully you have endured the first half and you're back for more. Probably going to switch gears here and talk about some other things, but before we do, just want to throw this out for you people that have been panicking, worried, or tired of us talking Astros. Your Houston Astros, best record in baseball, lead the majors in wins at 30, lead them in winning percentage at 667. They're 30-15. They're 1.5 games better than the next closest team, which happens to be Barry's pick to click, the Colorado Rockies, at 29-17.
Really? The Rockies' second best record in baseball?
12 games over 500. It's them and the Nationals.
God, I wish I would have saved the text for that dude that told me I didn't know bleep about baseball for saying the Rockies would make a wild card.
You didn't say
that
the text.
That dude can kiss my ass. That's all I'm going to say.
You didn't save the text?
No.
You, who saves texts and numbers, didn't save that?
Nope.
I wish
that coward would. No, I'm just kidding. I
don't put care. An asterisk and put that care. One in the corner of your
jerk
sheet and go.
Now
hey,
watch.
Pal.
Now watch. From today forward, they're just going to eat it and end up last in their division.
David Dahl's going to come back and drop fly balls. Bro,
he might be the bad luck guy on that team.
A
who knows?
25.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, that was one of those times where, whatever. I'm not gonna dwell on it.
So we got some tweets earlier in the day regarding Dwayne Brown.
Yeah, somebody, Kristen Beaumont said Dwayne's not showing up for OTAs for contract disputes. Can the Texans go 1 year without a contract dispute? Yeah, welcome to the NFL. That's how it goes.
Now, do you think he's worthy? I mean, I know from the standpoint of his body of work with the Texans, but he's been hurt. He's been dinged up a lot lately. I'm not going to be like DeAndre Hopkins worried about like getting an extension done or signing him before his contract's up. I'm going to be like, let's see what Dwayne Brown shows up this year.
Yeah, well, the Texans aren't known for that anyways. If they're not going to do that with D-Hop, you know, they're not going to do it with Dwayne Brown. I see what he's doing, though. Well, I feel like I know what he's doing. They don't have anything else. The rest of this line is pretty much just garbage compared to what
it's
Dwayne
true.
Brown is. So you're like, hey, I'm the man here. Let's get Daddy an extension since I'm the best player you got on this offensive line and I'm the leader. He's probably the leader on your offense, not just offensive line.
Yep.
He's the leader in that huddle, even though he's not talking because it's the quarterback. That's your leader. And he probably wants to be treated as such. And so, you know, he's looking to renegotiate. But, I mean, you know, he can kind of hold their feet to the fire. But then again, he's getting long in the tooth. You know, was he 10 years in?
Yeah, and look, here's the other thing. If you look no further than Andre Johnson, if you want to start really pushing the envelope on that. Because if you want to push the leader, the veteran, the locker room presence, all those different things, and use those as intangibles as to why, and look at how the Texans handled that. You're right. They're not jumping at that with open arms.
No, and then I saw something else on Cron.com where they talked about Derek Newton has restructured his contract and accepts a pay cut, which sucks because of the injury and everything else. But I think it's good for him and good for the team, and they needed to do that because they're going to need to spend some money at some point on that O-line. And that's, Derek Newton's eating up some of that money, and you never know how he's going to bounce back.
If he's going to bounce back.
Yeah.
That was a pretty nasty injury.
Both knees,
yeah,
both legs.
Knees at the same time.
Not good. So, I mean, you can kind of see Dwayne Brown working. And you know what? To be honest with him, I don't blame him. I mean, you think about that. If you're the best at your job, let's say that you're an accountant at a big accounting firm, and you're the one that Fortune 500 companies, the reason they come to this accounting firm is because of you. You're the best accountant there, and you know that that firm is just, they don't have a bunch of good accountants other than you. You're gonna want to be paid like that. You're gonna want to be the best, and so that's what he's doing, and I can't knock him for it. Is it great timing for the Texans? Probably not, but I'm not going to knock the dude
but
for that.
The same thing is, it's a great timing for Dwayne Brown. If he was coming off an all-pro season where he was really healthy and he was pancaking guys and he was, you know, doing all these things consistently for 16 games, then you'd be like, wow, we really got to make sure we take care of him because the rest of our line sucks.
He was a Pro Bowl alternate last year, though.
I know, but he was...
After his injury. So, I mean, it's he didn't do terrible. He was not Pro Bowl level like he has been in the past, but he's still, you know... He's still an alternate. He's played well. Not great. He's never going to be that. That's when he was young and in his prime, and he's not anymore.
So, again, and because of that alone, too, because he's not young and in his prime, you want to pay him?
Bird in the hand's worth two in the bush, though.
Why don't you stay in the bush?
You've got this guy that you know is a solid offensive tackle and by far the best lineman you have.
What are you doing putting two in the
bush?
You
better stop it. You better take care of him. Somebody texted the show and said, oh, my God. I just drove by that sex shop that Dell does on Saturday nights. See, I got it right, didn't I? Dell?
Closer.
No?
It was close.
Damn it. ESPN signs everywhere. Well, good. Also, her lawn is nicely mowed. I think that's a euphemism.
Wow.
I think that was a euphemism.
In the Heights,
I
right?
I could be wrong, Joel. Yeah, I think it is. Darling Way.
Yeah.
In the Heights.
Beth?
Yeah. Beth. Yeah. Sweet lady. Had lunch with her one time. Very
right?
nice lady.
Yeah.
Smart as a whip.
Yeah, and she was handing out.
Knows her sex. But
she was handing out all kinds of stuff when we were at Nick's place one day.
Was she?
Yeah.
What was she giving out? Rabbits?
Just give me
you know what the rabbit is?
No.
You don't know what the rabbit is?
No.
It's a little vibrator that's like the size of a lipstick.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be really badass. I don't know, but that's like the gold standard.
For the females.
For females.
Mm-hmm.
The rabbit.
On the button and not the one that
I'm
Nick
pushes? I'm
thinking
Christmas gift this year, Joel.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I know what you can get.
I thought we'd chip in and get it for Nick.
Well, I was going to say for your wife, but...
Easy now.
No?
Hey, we got a lot of show left to get to. If you want to join us.
What? You don't want her happy?
Oh, she's happy.
I'm going to get...
HRP listener line, 713-780-ESPN. Or you can hit us on Twitter.
Hold on now. I might go to Darling Way and get some stuff for the wife.
Okay.
What, you're not going to go with me?
What's some macaroni and cheese?
No, edible undies, dude. Oh. You know, the diet. I've been kind of been wanting a snack.
Oh, jeez. Got it. Guys, I got to 175, but I'm at 176.5
Boy,
now.
I really
those
put on some.
Undies. Oh, man.
They are loaded with carbs.
Oof. And the chocolate.
Loaded with carbs.
Oh, that wasn't chocolate. Never mind.
Nasty
we'll
ass.
Be back with more The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Joel, you hungry?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Well, you're going to be hungry tomorrow.
I mean, at some point.
Yeah. Well, I got a great deal for you. The BBVA Compass free food truck free lunch continues tomorrow. They're going to have food trucks at six of their locations serving free lunches. So plan on stopping by tomorrow between noon and one before the show for your free lunch. Here's where they'll be. Listen up, guys. Listen out there. This is where you get your free lunch. I'm going to give you the food truck and the location. Harbor's Cajun Station. Is at 15800 Champions Forest Drive in Spring. Los Tacos Hermanos is in Kingwood at 200 North Park Drive. The Hungry Lumberjack will be in Sugarland at 423 Highway 6. The Lunch Bag will be on FM 1960 between Stubner and TC Jester. The Foreign Policy Food Truck is in the Greenspoint area at 14255 North Freeway. And Whatcha Cravin' is in the Med Center at 7390 Fannin Street. That's six different places you can go get free lunch at BBVA.
Where's the one in Sugar Land again?
Sugar Land is at 423 Highway 6. That's the Hungry Lumberjack. I actually have had that. It's legit good.
What do they have? Like, what's their menu?
Like, all kinds of stuff. Okay. Like, it's a food truck, bro.
But not edible underwear.
Yeah, so go out there, get your free lunch, noon to one, courtesy of BBVA Compass. Follow the ESPN 97.5 Twitter for more information. Courtesy of BBVA Compass.
Mick, you've been called the Hungry Lumberjack.
Yeah, I was in the middle
before.
Of the... I didn't want to say anything because there's a read.
They understand. We're just tying it all together.
It's conversational.
Thank you, Nick. It's conversational.
All right. Well,
just like you've been called the Hungry Lumberjack before.
Great. So we'll tie in edible undies to gallery next time. How about that?
All right. It's fine. I'll make it work.
Josh Rapp wanted to know if we wanted to tee off at 8 in the morning. Bro, you're nuts.
Out of your mind.
I'm not getting up at no damn 8 o'clock. Are you insane? I'm barely done with a half a cup of coffee by then.
Isn't that what golfers do?
On Saturdays, maybe. I don't know damn Wednesday. No.
So are you guys going to actually have some of the free food tomorrow, or are you guys going to go on a diet like I always do? Just out of curiosity.
Tomorrow.
I'm going to go over there early and have whatever you guys order, if that's the case.
Where?
Where are you guys going to be?
We're at BBVA tomorrow. We're at BBVA on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then Friday at noon I'll be there.
Well, the food trucks are tomorrow, Wednesday.
Okay.
At all the locations I just gave you.
But isn't there one at the location? Isn't there food at the... Wherever there's food, I want to know.
I don't know.
You need to tell me these things.
Okay. Do you want me to bring you some food back?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Count on me coming to the station after
from
the show.
From Wildcat.
No. He's saying Friday.
Oh, Friday.
Yeah. Count on it. Don't leave here until I get here with your food. Okay?
For sure.
No matter what time it is.
You can't text.
Do
you
not leave
reach out to him.
Until I bring you your food.
I do get a little demanding when it comes down to the food, the free food, don't I?
Right. But you can't reach out and touch him. You can't. You're not contacting him.
You get angry.
You just have to wait.
Well, you guys don't utilize the free food around. You don't consume the free food around here.
What are you talking about? You screw me out of the deal.
Do you see this body? How do you think I got this Adonis-like body?
Not eating.
Yeah, that's right. Eating healthy. And some cheat days. Okay, cheat weekends. Fine, you got me. Okay, you mix in one cheat week every now and then. All right, fine. It's going to be cheat June. Like... Cheat 2017. That's what I'm up to cheat years. That's what you know you have a problem.
So Jason Holcomb says, is Barry Warner the Dwayne Brown of radio? Old,
what?
Good, not great, but you need him. Not in his prime, but still solid. Need. Where did that come from? Need? No. He needs a job. No.
He's saying that we need Barry Warner?
We need Barry Warner.
For who? Yeah, you're right. You know what? He's right.
Nick needs him.
No, he is absolutely right. We do need Barry Warner. We need Barry Warner to meet our quotas so that the federal government doesn't come after us for age discrimination. He's absolutely right.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
That's why we need him.
But you went age discrimination.
Yeah, okay. That's why we need Barry Warner.
That's... Somewhere the Jewish radio legend Twitter account is warming up his keyboard right now.
So that's not really him?
It's not, and he doesn't know who it is, and he's not real happy they're using a picture of him. But at the end of the day, he kind of figures getting free pub.
If Barry Warner gets verified on Twitter before me because of that account.
I bet you he could get verified before you. I'll be so mad. Honestly.
He can't even use Twitter. He doesn't even have any apps on his jitterbug phone. There's no way that he can tweet from
he probably has apps.
From his
just doesn't know how to
flip
use what?
Jitterbug phone. You never seen the jitterbug phones?
No.
Those old-ass grandparents' phones? They're like, get your grandparents a jitterbug. It dials three numbers, like 911, the hospital, and the morgue. Like, it only has three numbers on it. Jitterbug. It's for old people. It's got those big-ass buttons. On it like a Fisher Price,
first cell phone was that big honking gray.
No,
thing
this thing is big. Just Google jitterbug phone.
So this is something you can buy today.
Yeah, for old people. Numbers are huge because they can't see, so they just like it's almost like they had to push it with their whole hand. That's how big the numbers are.
You know what? I bet you those things really sell because I can see someone getting sick of their parents. You know what? I'm taking your iPhone away, Dad.
Yeah, I'm tired of coming over here for support.
Yeah. You need it. You just need a regular phone.
Yeah.
So you can call me.
Here's three numbers. You can call 911.
Don't worry about iTunes or iCloud. You're just Stick to a regular.
You can
phone.
Call my sister, 911, and Domino's. Well, that's it.
Like,
you don't even have my number in there. I'm not plugging that into my mom's Jitterbug. She can call three places. That's it. No, yeah, I told you, Jitterbug.
The flip phone. My
that's
mom,
what Barry Warner
I used to
needs.
Laugh all the time. I used to look at my mom's saved numbers.
Yeah,
there literally was three.
I know.
That's me, what. That's my what, sister and my niece. That was it.
And Jitterbug, they're geniuses, man. Yeah, you get that, and you get him a life alert, he's good.
I did, and I got my mom a life alert back in the day.
Did you? You fell for that?
No, she had the bracelet. Because she actually did fall.
So it would
and
call?
And she actually did use it,
she
and the paramedic
scream.
Did show up.
So it actually works?
Yeah.
I'm considering it, honestly.
Joe, you strike me as the kind of guy that would buy a clapper, too, though.
Nope. That's you, Charles Barkley. Pet. That's Charles Barkley's deal.
You would have a clapper and a chia pet. I feel like you'd be that guy. You what now?
I would buy the. I'm thinking about buying it.
A Jitterbug?
No, the Life Alert thing.
Oh,
for yourself?
Who?
No, for my parents.
Oh yeah, definitely.
How old are your parents?
They're up there. They're in there. They're getting up there.
You know what?
Like my dad is not that much younger than Barry Warner. Honestly,
I don't know how old Barry Warner is. Really, how old is he?
73. Yeah.
So your dad is
like
65? 69.
Yeah.
Your dad's 69 and needs a life alert?
Well, I mean, it's getting to that point.
It's time to get dad off the couch. Get him
get some
moving.
Exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
You don't
need
a life alert until you're in your 80s. You shouldn't be falling at 69. You shouldn't. I get it. Your bones hurt. You're getting old.
Dude, my mom fell and broke her hip.
Yeah, but how old was she?
Oh, she was up there.
Yeah, she wasn't 69,
no,
was she?
She was like.
My mom broke her legs at like 65.
85, 84.
80, but, yeah, is that? But that's when you need those things. You shouldn't need that at 69.
You could fall when you're in your 60s, bro.
Right, I realize that, but,
right,
you,
but you're busting my chops here about getting like I would fall for things. I got it because she was
yeah,
in her 80s.
I was just trying
to
say
2,000
it was
a, miles away, and I can't exactly
yeah.
get her the help she needs.
He's like, you fell for that?
But that seems like
helping
so,
your
it just
parents
seems
like
so
that?
Scammy.
But it worked. She was living by herself, and it worked. She fell down.
Well, that's good to know, because
yeah.
I would have assumed that was kind of like, they'd be like, oh, God, if one more old person calls us today.
My mom's
dead. And then they're just like not answering. They're just like, ugh, all these old people, and they're falling and not getting up. I would. That's what I'm saying. I would feel like they would be like that.
Didn't you hear Nestor Carmona, buddy?
What?
My mom's passed away now.
This I know that.
It's a very sad topic.
I know she's
you
passed
feel
away.
Bad.
I should.
Least,
I don't feel
least,
bad at all.
At least it worked when it needed to.
No, I, which
saved
is great.
Her. It kept her around.
Damn it! I'm agreeing with you that it's a good
I don't
thing
know about all that.
I'm agreeing with you that it worked because I always felt like it was scammy. Like they would sit around like not answering the phone or it didn't even have a line. Like,
but my chia pet had a bald spot. Damn it!
Now see, that's you're on your own there.
I would never buy one of those things.
You would never buy a chia pet?
No.
Hmm.
I had neighbors that did it. Their kids would do it. That was like their.
I kind of felt like it was disrespectful when they came out with an Obama chia pet.
I never saw that.
That was a little much.
Like, you felt upset about it? You felt just, offended?
No, just stick to. Don't make a presidential chia pet. It's a little much. Just stick to Elvis and lambs or whatever it is.
I always saw animals. I never saw people.
Yeah. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Yeah. Well.
Nick, you could do one.
Sure.
Nick's chia pet would just be just it would just have a little on the sides.
Oh, the Julius Caesar wreath.
It would just be a goatee, but a patchy one. It'd still be a patchy bearded chia pet with nothing up top.
It's just not
I wouldn't
nice.
Spend my money on a chia pet.
You wouldn't?
No.
I would get it as a gag gift, but I guess I'd know what I'm getting you guys for Christmas this year. Chia pets.
And jitterbugs.
Well, you're not old enough for a chia pet or a jitterbug yet, Joel. You're up there. You're getting close.
Jitterbuggy.
Go ahead.
No, never mind. No, the NBA ahead. Guys should use their jitterbugs.
Just as a burner phone?
For the side piece.
Well, what kind of dumbass would you look like with a... hold on. Let me call my side piece. Big ass numbers. Yo, boop, boop, boop. Trying to call her on a jitterbug.
Kevin you'd Willis. Think they'd have
Kevin
phones
Willis
like
on the jitterbug.
Two lines on them by now.
What?
Like, instead of having like a backup phone, you have two lines on
one phone. Phone?
Yeah.
You'd still have the contacts and the call history. That's the whole point. I used to have a buddy... that I worked with. His name was Clark. Sorry, Clark, if I just outed you.
You did.
You just did.
But Clark had a burner. He had a secondary phone for his side chicks, and he kept it under the seat of his car.
Dumbass.
And that just seems really risky to me.
Maybe he knew his spouse and his car was filthy and his spouse would never go inside his car.
No, his car was real nice. He drove a very nice Camaro that he took really good care of. Had a very nice system in
it. Is he like very particular about people getting near his car?
Yeah.
Maybe that's...
Did it talk?
But, huh?
Did his car talk?
No, it wasn't Knight Rider.
Oh, okay.
But he would keep it under, and I'm like, why do you have that? Two, why don't you just lock your phone? But this was, yeah, he had a secondary phone under the seat of his car. That just seemed, I would keep it in like a hidden compartment in the trunk. You know how you have those where they'll have like the jack,
yeah,
stuff like that? I would put it like in a Ziploc baggie and kind of put it in there somewhere and hide it. And I know you got to get out and go get it. You just can't pick it up. But you don't want to risk that. You don't want to risk getting caught. That's crazy. That's just, it almost seems like that's out in the open, just keeping it under your seat.
And you would think, yeah, especially if you had a nice car, but people, I know friends of mine that do customizing of cars that have everything from a gun holster that they can build into the dashboard. There's got to be like a secret compartment
somewhere, not just under the seat. You slam on your brakes, you're with your chick, and your phone slides out from under the bottom. You're, what's that? I don't know. Where the hell did that come from? You got to play dumb now. It's not going
to
work.
Got my buddy Bill at work. We went to lunch the other day. Yeah. Might have slid out of his pocket.
Yeah, old Bobby must have left his phone in here. Damn. Why is it on your side under the seat? I don't know.
Damn jitter.
I let him drive.
All right, we got two in the books, one to go. 1 hour more of this fine radio show. If you want to join us like Jerry's about to do, why don't you just step up to the plate and call 713-780-3776, or you can do the same thing, and you can dial that number and text us, or you can hit us up on Twitter, as we are the usual suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5. There's no escape. I'm
my own worst enemy. ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.